Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are and you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. I'm so happy that you're here with me today and that you've tuned in and that you're giving me more of your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. And that's kind of leading into what I want to talk to you today about, which is gratitude. That's a big one. That's a big one because that's something that is needed in all of our lives, is to express gratitude. Gratitude for the small things in life and gratitude for the large things in life. And so today I am going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And this episode is about gratitude. I live a life of gratitude. Expressing gratitude is essential to my spiritual practice. No matter where I go or what I do, I take time to give thanks. Feeling grateful throughout the day keeps me focused on my blessings and the presence of God in and through all things. Today, I will pause to feel grateful for everyone and everything that has helped make my journey what it is. I will let those in my life know just how much their presence means to me and how grateful I am for them. I will continue to practice the presence of God by centering my thoughts every few moments with prayers of gratitude and thanksgiving. These thoughts help me raise above whatever I may be facing and give me a feeling of deep peace. And so it is. So gratitude is our way of thanking God for all that has come in our life and all that will come in our life. And sometimes we take just small things for granted, You know, we have a roof over our head, and yet we'll complain that it's not the roof we want. You know, we're not at the address we want to live at. It's, you know, it's okay, but this isn't really where I want to be. Gratitude. You have a roof. There's somebody out there with no roof. They're sleeping under a bridge, under a tunnel, in a shelter. So we have to stop and stop getting caught up in our social media world that shows this fabulous life that we should be living because other people live in this fabulous life. And we have to say, you know what? The life I have is good. And I am grateful. And I am thankful. And I am thankful for the people in my life. You know, sometimes we tend to take the people in our life for granted too, not just our situation. But we're used to having a mother, father, sister, brother, friends, cousins, people around us that love us and support us. And so we think, ah, there we go. But the truth is, those people could be gone tomorrow. Right? We all know there's a pandemic going on. And those people could be gone tomorrow. Someone you love could, sadly, leave this earth, and you have yet to say, I love you, I appreciate you. And so take the time in your life to be grateful, to find things to be grateful for. If you ate lunch today, be grateful. Whatever it was, however small of a morsel it was, or however opulent the meal was. Be grateful. And gratitude has a way of growing, and it increases the blessings that continue to flow to you. As you are more grateful, more things come. You don't block the flow. Negativity blocks the flow when you go, that's not enough. That's not what I want. Then you start blocking your flow of good that is coming to you. Be grateful for the things you have in your life, for the people you have in your life. Take time to talk to people. If you haven't reached out to a older relative or a friend that you haven't seen in years, take a moment. You know, that moment that you take to reach out to that person may be the moment that they were at their lowest low, and your call, your text, your email really kind of made a mark in their day, a positive mark in their moment. So be grateful. Be grateful for everything that you have. And throughout your day, take a moment and stop. You know, I know you're busy. We're all busy. But you can take a minute to just stop and close your eyes for a second and say, thank you, God. And you don't have to even fill in the thank you for what. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because he hears it all. He can fill in those blanks. He hears it all. So until we speak again, and I do hope you come back for future episodes, I wish you nothing but blessings.